Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Rendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going in Raw, Matt Chat Edition. It lives for now, Larson.
Yeah, I think it's going to be around for
Death Watch 2020.
Nah, I think it's going to be around for a little bit. We're going to make a little
Hey, Steven Larson, this is Mark, and here's my Matt Chat question. When will Matt Chat rest in peace?
Not anytime soon, Mark. Here's the thing. We're gonna refocus Matt Chat. We're going to charge our regular Matt Chatters with being...
More money.
Supplying... No. supplying questions that are they're topical. So I think topical topics, relevant topics to the news going on in the wrestling world is what's going to help this show succeed. If I want Matt Chat to continue, I think Matt Chatters want Matt Chat to continue. So I think with a few changes, keeping it focused, we can do that.
We have a couple new Matt Chatters today as
well.
We do.
Who
are we kicking things off with today, though, Larson?
Jacksonville's
number one,
Gion Halili.
Let's see what he has to say.
Hey there, friendos. This is Jacksonville's number one Matt Chatter, Gion Halili, back with another Matt Chat question. This week, it's simple. Who should win the Royal Rumble? Who will win the Royal Rumble? And who's a surprise win for the Royal Rumble? That's all I want to know. Let me know your thoughts. Can't wait for the stream. Too sweet. Too good. Later, guys.
Thank you, Jacksonville's number one. All right, man, I'm going to go first.
All right.
So the safe bet. Okay, I mentioned this in our predictions, which are up now. And, of course, we are doing our live stream reactions.
Yes.
Last night's Worlds Collide was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Who's going to win the Rumble? I feel like it's this. I feel like right now, Roman Reigns has a better chance to win the Rumble than anybody else. I feel like he's got like a 25% chance to win the Rumble, which means the entire, which means basically has a 75% chance that he's not going to win the Rumble.
Yeah, the odds are on the field, yes.
Right, exactly. So I kind of get the idea that they're going to do, lately they've been doing like, who won last? Last year it was the Rollins. And that was when Roman was out. So I think the field, it was kind of up in the air, but I think most people probably...
No, it felt like Rollins was going to win.
But did it feel Rollins? Okay.
We both picked Rollins, yeah.
Year Nakamura won, it was up in the air. Like, that was very surprising.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like they might... Number one, they've been keeping Roman away from the title scene.
Although, was it last week, he said, I'm going to be the Rumble and I'm going to win. I'm going to be champion again.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he's talked about it.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been in the scene.
Not yet.
I think there's a good chance. Look, I think Roman's probably going to win it, but they might throw it. But I'll say this. I think in my head, it's Roman 50%, surprise 50%.
Okay.
So I'm getting away from 25%. Now it's 50%.
Some Steiner math you're rolling out here, man.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? Oh, and then who should? So who will run, win?
Oh, Roman.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll say Roman's going to win the Men's Rumble. I mean, in our predictions, we said Roman and Shayna were going to win their respective Rumbles. And I have no reason to change my opinion of either of those picks.
Who should win the Rumble? I'm going to say first, I think it should. Because I look at the field, I'm like, well, yes, it'd be nice for Drew to main event WrestleMania against Brock. That'd be nice. I don't think it's going to happen. And would I pop that much? Yeah, I'd pop a little bit. But I still feel like I don't even know if he's going to get out of this feud with Orton on top. So I'm not, Drew to me doesn't even make a lot of sense. Kevin Owens is great, but he's at the level of Samoa Joe. So Samoa Joe would be great too. I'm going to say this. Screw all that. My favorite story going right now in wrestling that isn't Otis and Mandy is Seth Rollins and his church. I think Seth Rollins should get in there and basically just have Authors of Pain and Buddy Murphy toss out everybody for him on his behalf, and then he remains last man standing.
Okay.
Maybe Buddy Murphy, because Seth bequeathed him that tag team title. He
Last eliminated by eliminating himself?
He eliminates somebody else at the same. He sacrifices himself for Seth.
Gotcha.
Seth wins. All sorts of heat on Seth because it was supposed to be somebody else.
Well, what you could also do is have Seth say, all right, line in the sand, who's with me, who's against me? And maybe like three people are like, you know, it's probably better with Seth, and they just eliminate themselves.
Yeah, that's cool. That'd be interesting. I'd probably mark out for that. I feel like that's going a little overboard with it.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
Nah.
Go all the way with it, huh?
Exactly.
All right. That's who I think should win. Personally, who do you think should win?
Oh, who I want to win and who should win, it may be different, but I can make the case they're one the same. It's Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
We've been saying ever since he came up to main roster, he should be a main event guy.
Yeah.
He seems like they finally found something with him that's working, that's not henchmen.
Yeah.
Where they're just letting him go out there and be him.
Yeah.
And he's being charming.
He needs a big win, though.
He does need a huge win. Maybe the Royal Rumble will be that huge win.
Yeah.
Especially if he's one that eliminates Brock Lesnar, which he won't be. It'll be Kane. Mm. Velasquez.
Here's the thing about Drew McIntyre that would scare me, is that he would win the Rumble, but they'd find a way to Mr. Kennedy that Rumble spot away from him. Until I see it, I can't believe that they would do that, so I don't get my hopes up for
Drew. Or they'll have him win it and just have Brock beat him at Mania or something.
You squash him. Yeah, I can't get my hopes up for Drew.
No, I understand. For the women's match, I want Shayna to win.
Yeah, I want Shayna
to
win, too. Yeah.
For who should win. Who the top surprise pick to win Rumbles?
Okay, so we know a lot of names that are in it. We can speculate NXT who's going to be in it. Out of all the names that possibly, potentially could, what's the most creative answer? I'll go ahead and go first with this. I think it'd be terrific if The Fiend retains his title and then Funhouse Bray comes in and Brock Lesnar's in the Rumble.
Yeah.
He's a champion. He's in the Rumble. Why not have Funhouse Bray come in and he wins the Rumble? I think people would go nuts for that. Could you imagine
crazy.
If his theme song kicked in and he's got the Universal title, the blue one?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, hey, everybody,
Cool.
He goes in there, he eliminates everybody.
That'd be pretty funny.
I think that'd be rad.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be good.
As far as top surprise pick, what if Kofi wins?
I'd love that. That'd be great.
And he challenges Brock because he wants his belt back.
I think that'd be awesome. I think that it'd be fantastic if he... See, here's the problem with that. That'd be great. I'm kind of thinking in my head, what do I want more? Him to simply eliminate Brock from the Rumble? If it's an either-or thing, you can't do both.
Yeah.
Because I think that'd be terrific.
Mm-hmm.
What if Brock came out first and Kofi was second and Kofi eliminates
Brock?
That'd
be great.
Wouldn't that be? That'd be such a great, because this is like Brock's big thing and his pride's on the line. Like, I don't even... Brock the character doesn't even care really much about the title. He cares more about pride and land.
Yeah.
If Kofi comes out second and eliminates Brock in 8 seconds.
That'd be great.
Brock charges at him. He ducks.
7 seconds.
In 7 seconds.
Yeah. Low bridges.
Exactly. I think that'd be terrific also.
That'd be pretty cool. As far as the women's rumble, I think it'd be great if Asuka, if she were to lose to Becky, sort of like what Becky did last year.
Yeah,
Asuka
sure.
inserts herself in the Rumble and then wins it.
I think that's my number
setting
one
up,
scenario,
setting
too.
Setting up a rubber match between Becky and Asuka at Mania. I think that'd be pretty cool.
A lot of cool stories they can tell. I just hope we get... I wouldn't mind seeing... I'm fine sacrificing an NXT spot if we get Goldberg in there and Matt Riddle.
Yeah, Matt Riddle was my first choice to be the best surprise win because either is him versus Brock, which I know he really wants.
Yeah.
Put Goldberg in there, too. Get a Riddle versus Goldberg moment.
I think Matt Riddle's path to Brock has to go through Goldberg. I think it'd be terrific if he goes through Goldberg first, because I feel like that's the more pressing one. That's the more
they've urgent.
They've had urgent. Like an encounter already.
Exactly. More Rumble questions. Next up, Rich. See what Rich has to say.
Steven Larson, Rich the Smash Bro here at a traffic light. Not currently driving, so don't yell at me. But real quick, the Rumble's coming up Sunday. Do you think any wild cards are going to be in there? What oh my god moments are going to happen? Do you think any legends are going to be there? And obviously, who are you guys pulling for to win? I know we're recording this before SmackDown airs, But from what you think and what you've seen thus far, how do you see the Rumble playing out this weekend? And also, how do you feel about Worlds Collide? Let me know. Do good, brother.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
All right.
You go first.
So there's not a whole lot of legends out there. Well, first, I don't think there's be a whole lot of legend spots available, especially for the men's Rumble. There will be for the women's Rumble.
It's all about the future now, man.
Yeah. The especially if NXT is going to have a significant role in the Rumble, then you're talking maybe one spot for a legend. And if there's one spot open for a legend, there's only one legend I want. Give me Booker T.
Yeah, it'd be great.
It'd be great if he had a microphone while he's going down the ring and he's commentating while he's in the Rumble.
Just like his stint in TNA. That's good, yeah.
He can eliminate somebody, commentate that elimination.
I love it.
Maybe Scott Dawson. Set up the Harlem Heat revival match for WrestleMania. Booker T is the legend I want. Going back to Guion's question, my answer is the same as far as who I want to win. I want Drew to win, and I want Shayna Baszler to win. And as far as surprises, there's not a whole lot of like high-profile free agents or potential signees a la AJ Styles to come back and make their debut. So you're talking potentially someone returning from injury like Nia Jax. She could return at the Rumble. Lars Sullivan. Although I think he's going to be out for a while.
Apparently, like, his recovery is going even slower than they had hoped.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw one name out for all these questions here, and that's CM Punk.
No,
we're not going to talk about like betting odds here on the show, but I will bring it up in this one exception with this one exception because I don't for a second believe he's anywhere close to having a deal with the WWE.
No.
This ain't going to happen,
no.
But it's something I would love to see happen.
Yeah. Why? He's what?
CM Punk.
Fourth in the betting odds.
Yeah, he is. He's fourth in the betting odds. That's insane.
It's ridiculous.
So yeah, I'm going to say CM Punk is my choice. I would
your top
love
surprise,
to
your top legend. Who
I would love
really
to see
to
that.
Win.
Yeah, all three of those.
Other people that could like be surprise entrance is some unexpected NXT talents, like if Kushida. Mm-hmm. Kushida's not, you know, he's a legend and he's great, but he's not exactly top of the card in NXT. You give Kushida, you know, a good Rumble spot. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. Velveteen Dream returns from injury.
That'd be fun.
Comes back at the Rumble. That'd be cool.
Volta. I want to see Volta. I want to see NXT UK get represented.
Yes. Man. Yes.
So I'd like to see that. Yeah. All right.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Let's move on. Blake Esta, the man with the radio voice, our own man with the golden voice, has a question. I like this one. Let's go ahead and take a look at it.
What's up, Steven Larson, Matt Chatz, resident radio DJ, checking in now here. And my question here for today is, put yourself in a universe where anyone can enter the Royal Rumble this Sunday. Dead, alive, retired, whatever the case may be, anyone can enter. Who would be your pick for a surprise appearance for this year's Royal Rumble? For me, it's going to be Eddie Guerrero due to his history with Brock. But what's your guys? I'm curious. Like I said, anybody dead, alive, retired, whatever the case may be. Have a good one, guys. Enjoy. Should be a great Rumble here tonight. Too good, me brother. Libbity bibbity.
Thank you, Blake Esta.
Mr. Esta is proposing some sort of nexus between space and time that we're existing.
Else, man.
So anybody, there's nobody.
All right, so
nobody's off the table.
Brock's in first. He's number one. Who's number two?
Velociraptor.
I'm going to do you one better. T-Rex.
That's a bit too much. Again, I don't think they'd go as far as T-Rex. Velociraptor, much smaller, very fast, kind of like human size, though.
Yeah.
T-Rex,
no, they're shorter than human size.
They're on par.
I thought they were shorter.
I think
they made them too large in Jurassic Park. They make you think they're larger, but I think they're shorter.
They're like a mastiff size?
Maybe.
Okay.
No, they're a little larger than that.
Okay.
They're like maybe
that's pretty big.
Up to like right here.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's
not as large as T-Rex, though.
No, T-Rex is too big.
No way.
He's like building size.
Hey, the T-Rex is my answer.
Okay, well, that's a dumb answer because we're never going to go with the T-Rex, man. It's Velociraptor.
But it's all the more impressive when Brock eliminates a T-Rex.
He wouldn't. He'd get squished immediately. At least Brock. He might get a German suplex in on a Velociraptor.
Nah.
We might see one.
No, nah, he'd get one. He'd F5 a T-Rex.
Who's next?
The great Antonio.
Okay, followed by Antonio Inoki.
Has to be.
So they can recreate their epic shoot battle.
Yes.
Where Antonio Inoki just basically kicked
punted
the crap.
Him. Punted his head a lot until he...
You think that's where Randy Orton got the idea of the punt from?
I don't know, maybe.
Watching that match, like, I should do that.
All right, after Antonio Inoki, who's next?
Randy Orton.
All right. Okay.
And then after... Because then...
Cowboy Bob Orton.
At that point, here's the thing. At that point... Oh, this is good. I like where this is going now.
Yeah.
Okay, Cowboy Bob
just
Orton.
Free association at this point.
Yeah, Cowboy Bill Watts.
All right. Of course, he's got to have his son in there, Eric Watts. He was a relative failure as a wrestler in WCW. He's coming back for redemption.
Another prominent son, Eric Von Erich.
Eric Von Erich, okay.
Is that was that an actual Von Erich?
I don't think so.
I don't think there was an actual.
Was it Lance, the fake Von Erich?
Was it John or Lance?
I think it was Lance.
Fine. The fake Von Erich, Von Erich.
All right, fake Von Erich.
Or is he a real one now? I don't know.
Oh, that's a good question.
Lance Von Erich is one
Was it
now.
Chris Von Erich was the bogus one?
I thought it was, it's not John Von Erich. It's not, I think his real name was John. Hold on.
But what was his Von Erich name?
Fake Von Erich. Lance Von Erich.
Yeah, it was Lance Von Erich.
William Kevin Vaughn. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Lance Von Erich. He was a bogus one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jeez. Okay. So Lance Von Erich.
Then I'll do NWO Sting. Fake Sting.
Oh, Chess Man. Then Chessman comes
good.
Out.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Wow.
This is an amazing battle royal,
who's,
by the way.
So you have Chessman.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of wrestlers. Oh, Sparky Plug. Bob Holly when he was Sparky Plug.
What's
because he had checkerboard pattern on his pants.
Does Chessman have that too?
No, but it's chess and checkers.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Okay. Okay, so you got Sparky Plug. Sparky Plug, Shockmaster.
There you go. Shockmaster's good.
Like a spark shock.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, come on, man. It's obvious now. Your favorite wrestler, Sid.
Oh, Sid. Yeah, I guess
he was
so.
Present in the.
He was there, as was Harlem Heat.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, Sid's got to be in it.
Okay, well, if Sid's there, then Arn Anderson's
He's
next.
He's got to be in there.
Arn Anderson's
and
next.
And if Arn's in it, then Ric Flair has to be there.
Ric Flair's there. Charlotte's going to enter the men's rumble.
Charlotte's going to be there. Charlotte's going to be there, and then Andrade's going to be
there. Oh, and then Zelina Vega's going to be in
and
it.
And then Aleister Black's going to be there.
Oh, my God. This is a crazy rumble. I like it. And then Jushin Thunder Liger's in there so they can do the butt spot.
There you go.
The finger in the butt spot.
Yeah. That's good.
I love it. What a great rumble.
That's a great rumble. Thank you, Blake.
Jushin Thunder Liger wins.
Yep.
It comes down to him and Velociraptor.
There you go. T-Rex. Next, a new Matt Chatter, Joseph Bradham. See what Joseph has to say.
Hey, Steven Larson. So my question for this week is, if New Japan and WWE did a supercard together, what 5 matches would you most want to see? All right. Have an awesome day. See you guys later.
Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph.
All right. Here's what I got. Main event, Kazuchika Okada versus Roman Reigns and sell out any building across the world.
Oh, big time.
Tetsuya Naito versus Kevin Owens.
Okay, I like that. They're similar.
Seth Rollins versus Will Ospreay.
Okay.
Zack Sabre Jr. versus Daniel Bryan.
Oh, wow.
And then Minoru Suzuki versus The Fiend. I want to see Suzuki laugh off all the BS that's involved with The Fiend.
Yeah.
Like, comes out of the ring and he's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Sleeper, Gotch pile driver.
Okay, good. I've got Tanahashi versus John Cena.
Of course.
I've got Suzuki but versus Samoa Joe.
All right.
I like your idea, but I also like my idea.
Ideally, though, it'd be Minoru Suzuki versus Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, well, I've got Naito versus Lesnar because I think that Lesnar having to sit there while Naito very slowly takes off his stuff. And Naito doesn't care about it. Like, Brock is usually intimidating. Naito's not intimidated. So I like that pick. And then I've got Okada versus Orton. Kind of feel like they had similar career paths. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Asuka.
Oh, that's good.
So when Asuka left to go to NXT, I believe one of her last matches was against Minoru Suzuki, where he just annihilates her and it's almost uncomfortable to watch. So then Suzuki's protege, Zack Sabre Jr., would take a chance.
Long-term storytelling.
Exactly. Yes. Long-term storytelling. That's what it's all about.
Yes. Next, another new Matt Chatter. Handsome B. Wonderful. Take it away.
Hey, Steven Larson. It's Handsome B. Wonderful bringing you the Dash Cam Matt Chat question. I got to know, with the rise of popularity in podcasts and you guys being the only one really worth listening to, what would happen if WWE were to guest spot their celebrity gimmick at WrestleMania with some podcast hosts, and you two are involved? I'd like to see some sort of tornado tag match between you two, maybe Dave Meltzer and JD. You know, maybe Larson turns heel, being the snake that he is. I don't know, man. If that would have happened, though, Uncle Dave ain't putting nobody over, so I'd like to know what you two would do if you got to book your celebrity spot at WrestleMania. Too good, me brothers.
Thank you, Handsome B. Wonderful.
Thank you, Handsome B. Wonderful.
All right. So we're contacted by a producer in WWE and says, hey, wrestling podcasts, they're a hot thing. We've been denied by everybody else we've asked. Do you want to take part in Mania?
Well, yeah, of course we do. This is
how much are you paying us?
Yeah, this is what I probably want to do is recreate to some degree, you know, reboots are the thing these days. The Naked Gun stuff.
Oh,
from
they did
SummerSlam.
Leslie Nielsen.
Right.
Yeah.
With the fake Undertaker.
Yeah.
And they got to go find the real Undertaker.
How about this? Here's your story. We're contacted by Roman Reigns to help him investigate the Fiend's weakness.
Oh, good. Okay. I like that. That's good. Yeah. So we're on the trail interviewing people, interviewing Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Talking to former opponents or past opponents of the Fiend.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
What have you learned?
Yeah. And then in the end, the Leslie Nielsen stuff didn't get involved in the story at all.
No.
They're just like walking around.
It was just
backstage.
Like literally, we want celebrity involvement.
Yeah. And that's what they'd want from us, obviously.
Obviously, because we're.
Would you ever consider, like, this is a shoot. If our management people hit us up and said, hey, guys, they want you for a pre-show panel at TakeOver.
I'd probably be more inclined for TakeOver as opposed to a main roster show.
Okay. What if they said, hey, they want you for main
It'd
roster
It'd be so
show.
Weird talking about things in kayfabe.
Wouldn't we have to do it for the experience?
Yeah, we'd do it for the exposure. That's good for the show.
Yeah, it's good business.
I do it once.
Yeah.
And they call again. It's like,
unless you had a good time.
Unless I found out I really enjoyed it, which I don't know. It'd be weird just talking about it, everything in kayfabe.
Yeah. I think we could figure it out, but that'd be weird. We'd have
it would
to
be
do
weird.
It. I don't like putting myself out there, though.
I don't either. I like putting myself as far out there as far as right here.
I don't like being on camera.
Mm-mm. No.
Even though this is literally 10 years. It's been 10 years of hell. We've been working with you that we've been on camera.
Oh, so going back to the celebrity involvement. So it's Mania. Roman has his match against Bray, and Roman's like, all right, guys, what do you got for me? And we just kind of shrug. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's your yard. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
And so his match is going on, and then we come up with an idea. Aha. We think we know the Fiend's weakness.
Pants him.
Yeah, it's good.
Roman, here's the thing.
No, but like they're the match. They're having the match.
Oh, okay.
And so we run out there.
Oh, God.
And commentary's like, what are these idiots doing? They're running out there. These assholes aren't wrestlers. They have
Being ringside. Look at the fat one halfway down the ramp. He's already gassed.
Yeah. It's a mile-long ramp. I'd be gassed, too. It's like
it's
an
really
infinitely long
ramp.
Ramp.
So, can we go into those?
And it's in Tampa, so it's probably
hot
and
humid. Cars?
Yeah. So we're down there like, Roman.
My God, I didn't know a person could sweat that much.
Roman. And he's like, what? It's like, what is this? Powerbomb?
No.
Pants him.
Yeah.
Pants him from behind mandible claw. He loses. And so he comes out of the mat. And he's like, guys, what was that? And I was like, I don't know. Steve's idea.
Yeah.
Guess what? He Superman punches both at the same time.
Oh, God.
Double spear through the barricade.
Oh, no. That'd be good. Roman, I just figured he wouldn't want his dick out.
It's like we all wear trunks under our gear, guys. Yeah.
No, you got to get a big handful so like the dick goes boop, it flops out.
It's like you guys are a couple of idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next, Christopher Rampersad's got a question. Take it away, Christopher.
Hello, Steve Larson. So my question is it a mistake that the NXT superstars will not be featuring in the Royal Rumble? That's the rumor going around as I'm recording this video. Is that a smart idea or is it a bad idea?
Thank you, Christopher. Tranquilo. There are 8 spots available.
Seven
now?
Seven.
Okay.
Well, it's actually really 6 because Kane Velasquez is going to be in it.
Wow.
And Kane might be in it, so there'll be 5.
Jesus, are you serious?
Yeah.
That's what it's at now?
Yeah. I believe there's 23 confirmed.
Oh, my God. Why don't they make this a 40-man rumble then? Anyways. Jeez, that's like no room for the like NXT just won Survivor Series. Why wouldn't there? That's annoying. Anyways.
Oh, there's 25 confirmed now.
Oh, God. Okay, so 5 spots are going to go to NXT apparently.
No, probably 3. Because you got Kane Velasquez. He's going to be
in it. Oh, they're not confirmed. Okay.
Kane's probably going to be in it.
Man.
Oh, that's right. The New Day just declared they're going to be in the Rumble.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
I mean, by the numbers thing, they said 3 brands would contend for something.
The video on WWE's website said 3 brands are going to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Yeah, what's his question? Yeah, is it a bad move to exclude? Yeah.
It would be a bad move.
Like, they should have, they should get 10 spots.
Yeah, they should.
It should be 10, 10, and 10. And honestly, like, here's the thing. This is what they should have done this year. In light of Survivor Series, in light of NXT being a true third brand, you're now going to have to fight your way into the Rumble. We're going to have qualifying matches. Not everybody's going to get in. Mm-hmm. Just because you're on Raw doesn't mean you're going to get in. So people are going to have to now fight to get into the Rumble.
Yeah, qualifiers. It's
that's
good.
That's how it should be. That's how it should be. So, yeah, bad move.
It would be a bad move. I think 5 is what it's going to be. Well, actually, probably less than that now. 3, huh?
Yeah, it's not enough.
3. 5 should have been the minimum.
Rusev and Lashley should have had a match at the Rumble, and they're out of the Rumble. They shouldn't be in the Rumble.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's a lot of feuds that...
You can tell a lot of stories with, you know, qualifying matches for the
Rumble. Yeah, totally. You know? Totally. But yeah, it should be 5 at the minimum, but ideally 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like it'd be 3 at most. Next couple of text questions. First from Joshua Martinez. He asks, what is your favorite Rumble surprise? He mentions AJ Styles' debut.
That was a really cool one. I'm going to go with last year, Adam Cole, Bebe, showing up and representing NXT. I thought that was awesome. He had the DDP rib tape on. Isn't that when Excalibur did the tweet?
It might have been.
Did he say, look at this guy with the DDP rib tape?
That was Chuck that tweeted that.
I'm sorry, Chuck. Who did I say? Excalibur? Yeah, Chuck. I always get them. I always get the two guys who make fun of Adam Cole confused, but I think it's always just Chuck.
It's pretty much just Chuck.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, no, he was tweeting at Excalibur.
Yes.
That was the thing.
That's it.
So, Adam Cole.
I'm going to say when Foley did all 3 of his characters in one Rumble. I think
that
he
was
declared
really cool.
As Mankind. We got Cactus Jack, regardless. Mm. We got Cactus, we got Dude Love, we got Mankind all in one Rumble in 1998. Dude. That was great. I don't know if I ever marked out as much as I did when Ty Dillinger was in his first Rumble at number 10.
That was cool, yeah.
That was great.
That was pretty cool. That was cool.
When he was still in NXT officially.
Adam Cole, just, man, he's the best. Luis Reza has a text question also. He says, hey, friendos, it's Rumble weekend, so you're getting 2 questions for the price of 1. Who are the most underwhelming surprise Rumble participants, and what is the best tandem tag team made up of 2 singles competitors?
We actually did something like that when we did Overrun the other day. Friend
of
Club TV.
Right, yeah.
Although we did say they went to win titles. But anyways. Yeah. As far as the most underwhelming, 2 came to mind. Dolph in 2018 when Nakamura won. Because I had it for some reason, I had it in my head that we were thinking that like the final 4 was going to get down. Number 30 be like a really cool person to get in there. and it was just Dolph.
Yeah, that's lame.
And then 2014 when Rey came in at 30.
That'd be my answer.
A complete and utter surprise, and nothing against Rey Mysterio. He's a legend. He's great. Outstanding. One of the all-time greats. Everybody wanted Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, it was
and
terrible.
Anybody who was at number 30 spot not named Daniel Bryan, yeah. It was going to be underwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, it all worked out in the end, but.
Yeah, and Rey's, I like Rey now better than I did back then.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think he went and got like stem cell treatment or something like that between then and now. I think he was like really hurting back then. And now I think he's like actually faster than he was 6 years ago.
Oh, I know. He's doing amazing work.
So for my money, I'd say the best tandem tag team made up of two singles competitors, it's always going to be the two-man power trip.
That's a good pick.
They had the IC, the world, and the tag titles all at the same time. And then, of course, they put on what a lot of people say is the greatest match in the history of Monday Night Raw, the one where Triple H had to finish the match with a torn quad. I'm going to say it's a two-man power trip.
I'm going to say Stone Cold with another partner, Shawn Michaels, mm-hmm. two of the greatest of all time.
Oh, absolutely.
Forged a brief tag team partnership. They even won some championships.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe they had a main event match at a pay-per-view as tag team champions.
Lots of great names, though. The Rock and Sock connection, of course. Mm-hmm. Cena was tag team champions with, I believe, Batista, HBK.
David Otunga.
And David Otunga. Yeah. Big names.
Yeah.
Two of those guys.
Yeah.
All right. We got one more text question from the B-man, Patrick Sparks.
Yes.
He has to say this. With the reuniting of DIY for Worlds Collide, they'll be taking on Mustache Mountain.
Correct.
To book the eventual breakup for After Mania, how does it go? Johnny turns this time. Can it live up to the first
feud if it does
feud
happen?
If it does happen.
No, they're not going to have any sort of breakup. They're just going to have the match
and hug.
Just go their separate ways.
They're going to hug, and then they're going to both go off into the sunset awkwardly because you can't do opposite sunsets. There's only one on this planet. There's only one sun.
No, on Tatooine, there's two suns.
Yeah, but even that, I wonder if they don't have two sunsets.
Well, yeah, they did. There's a shot of Luke looking out. They're like suns setting right next to each other.
Yeah. So, yeah, two suns are setting.
But one was slightly ahead of the other. They weren't doing it the exact same time.
Okay, fair enough. So one sunset and then the other.
But I know what you mean. You can't have one sun over here and one sun over there because it'll be sunny all day long.
All the time. So, yeah, we kind of agree on that one. I don't think they're going to. I don't even want to feud with those two. What they had was perfect, albeit I know there was the injury and everything. But I thought that was fine. I'd like this to be an exhibition bout.
That's exactly what it's going to be.
And all everybody shake hands. If anything, they end up at the pub afterwards. Camera follows them, all four of them. They're drinking some pints, and then they all maybe get into a bar fight. But together on the same team,
they take out a whole bar fighting.
And then Gallus comes in. They all have tea together.
There you go. There you go.
That's it.
That's Thanks, how you Patrick. Book it.
Anyways, that's it for Matt Chat. Thank you so much for all your questions. If you want in on Matt Chat, if you want your text question or video question answered here on the show, go to Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Yes.
We have a bunch of reward tiers there. $20 gets you here on Matt Chat. $5 gets you bonus content every single week, 5 days a week. It's fantastic. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.